Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
So are you using both those dryers there? Just gotta switch my laundry over.
Oh no, I was just gonna use the top one. Is that
great? That's great. Thank you.
Okay, great. How's it going?
Open day, dude. Totally free. It's great.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Great. Nice. Just hanging out at the laundromat.
Yeah. I just figured I had time.
I'm in the same boat, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
You know, I usually work Thursdays, but today, no meetings, no nothing. I just figured, take the day.
What better place to meet a like-minded person with a free day?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you mind if I ask? Wait, can I guess, actually?
Sure, yeah.
Do you mind?
No, no.
I don't want to be
offensive. Please, I love it. This is a blast. I had no idea this would happen today.
Great. You clean baseball dugouts?
No.
Oh.
Way off.
Yeah.
Way off.
But how cool would it have been if I got it?
That would have been really cool.
Yeah.
That would have been, I manage at a Target. I'm a manager at Target.
Oh, great. Congrats.
Yeah. No meetings today. No nothing. So I just... I figured I'd come on down and just sort of waste the day away, you know? Yeah. What about you? Do you want to guess?
If you don't mind, I think that's fun.
I will return the favor.
Thank you.
I would guess, just based on your style, sous chef at a low-end restaurant.
Oh, almost. Sushi chef at a high-end restaurant.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so like almost rhyming to what you were saying.
I knew you used a knife.
Yes, good, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Miss, what about you? I'm sorry. Miss, are you busy?
No, I'm just, waiting for my blanket to dry. Just brought one blanket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just one blanket?
Just one blanket.
I'm so sorry if we're interrupting. That seemed like a hard thing for you to say. Or like maybe you just don't want to talk to us.
No, it was my boyfriend pissed all over my bed.
Oh, no. So. He was asleep, I assume.
No, he was awake. It was
shoot.
Sorry. It was just he does this thing when he gets mad.
He did it out of spite.
Out of spite, yeah. He just
How many times has he done this to you? Not to pry, but I have nothing to do today.
So totally free.
Well, I mean, aside from this blanket, after I get the blanket, I'm pretty open for the day too.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. That's good for you. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, it's, yeah. You know what? That's good. I'm just I think I should break up with my boy. What do you
mean? I agree.
I don't want to dump my...
If he spitefully pees on your blanket, I don't know that that's the person I would want to be with.
Yeah.
I'm not one to come in here and tell a lovely lady what to do with her relationship.
Okay, we know where this is heading. We know where you're going. You're going to be about to hit on our new friend here. We see where you're going.
No, I'm saying I'm not going to.
I see.
I'm saying a lot of men would want to do that. Me, I don't know your relationship well enough to tell you if you should break up or not. But I will say there are some well-employed free men out there. Mm-hmm. Free today.
Sushi chefs, Target managers.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. Thank you. I haven't. Thank you for the compliment. It's a little weird that I haven't broken up with my.
It's hard. It's hard.
This might be crazy, but it sounds like we all have a pretty free day. You have a blanket. Should we go have a picnic after this?
Oh, that sounds actually pretty nice.
I would love to do that. I feel like there's something.
Sorry, excuse me, guys. Hey, do you know if this machine is at a quarters, the change machine? Do you guys?
I know for a fact that it is. Yeah. Do you need some quarters?
Yeah, I only have these tokens. I have arcade tokens.
Okay.
I've done that before. You feel a bunch of coins. You think you grabbed the right bag. Of course, it's not your right bag.
I have my laundry quarter bag and then my arcade token bag, and they both weigh exactly the same. And I just kind of do an Indiana Jones thing.
I've seen you at the arcade down the street. You're a Street Fighter Man.
That's right. I am Street Fighter Man.
Yeah,
Is it like an ironic name, or is that literally what you're kind of known for? Is you play a lot of Street Fighter well?
Huh? No, I just love that song.
What song?
Street Fighting Man.
And some people call you Street Fighter Man. At the arcade.
Yeah, because I just play the Simpsons arcade.
Yeah, he's on the Simpsons arcade.
It's the only one I play, but I sing Street Fighting Man the whole time.
Hey, bro, I see you at the arcade a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do I got to do to get you to give up the name? Because I'm high score on Street Fighter. I'm high score on Marvel vs. Capcom, which has Street Fighter characters in it. I feel like I'm Street Fighter Man here.
If you were, people would call you that.
It's just not fair. You just like a song with a similar title. I'm Street Fighter Man.
You can't give yourself your own nickname, all right? This was bestowed upon me.
Hey, Bubble Bro, what's happening?
Oh my God, is that Bubble Bro?
I see you over on the Bubble Bros game, popping the bubbles with your little gun.
I played Bubble Bro once while someone else was on Street Fighter, but I'm Street Fighter Man. Look at the high score there, SFM.
That's him.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, guys.
This is Bubble Boy.
I know Bubble Boy.
Stolen Valor.
Whoa.
Stolen Valor.
I feel like it's more Stolen Valor to use that term.
Scene. Yeah, great. Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and you've heard me be here before with my Mr. Man, Dan Lippert.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Dan.
I got distracted because my lid wasn't on my coffee and I couldn't get it back on.
That can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back to the Conversation Improv podcast that all the world loves, or at least a little bit of us. You already heard our guests today, but let's welcome them on officially. Chuck Ma, welcome.
Hello. How's it going?
Good,
We're
Chuck.
We're doing so good.
You?
Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Really
of course.
Appreciate it.
And Colin McGurk. Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Great. Great style today, and Chuck
Thanks.
Also.
Very
but
good.
Colin happens to be wearing two labels that are in my Q zone style wise. I just pitched this as a style for a Big Grande shirt, so this is a
great.
Jersey fisherman.
Yeah,
we get the blues.
You look like a blue collar guy.
This is my I wear a lot of my father's clothing.
Hmm.
I don't know if that, but
is
he was a
collar?
Union carpenter at first, so he was
a
very
there's
blue
a deeper
guy.
Meaning to that?
Yeah, probably.
You took great
is that what
care.
We're going to do today? Explore my relationship with my father? It's complex.
How does it feel following in his footsteps? He took great care of that sweater.
Yeah.
It's amazing, and I have another one that I really love, and it was from when he was my soccer coach when I was like, you know, I don't know what it's called, peewee soccer or something, so it's very, very old, and it's in excellent it's like one of the best sweatshirts I've ever had.
Wow.
And it's still and people I get compliments on it all the time because it's just better quality, I guess.
They don't make them like they
yeah,
used to.
They really don't.
Yeah, if my kids non-existent ever were like I'm wearing my dad's clothes, they'd be like, what, the neck is so saggy.
An old holy Uniqlo
shirt? Like, yeah, threat. Yeah.
yeah.
And I don't mean holy in a good way.
No.
I have like I think my dad was older, so all of his clothes were kind of old man clothes, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't really wear them. Like, I wouldn't wear, like, ill-fitting button-ups and, like... Mm-hmm.
I think they're coming back in style.
That's true.
Like,
they would actually...
Like, high-waisted pleated pants are back in style.
Yes, that's true. All right, well, I gotta get my dad's clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I need is a bunch of my dad's old clothes. Then I'll be cool. Then I'll finally be confident.
I'll at least be connected with him.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I have like a jacket that I wear sometimes that I like. That's one of his old jackets, but it doesn't fit me. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I'm wearing this because it was my dad's, not because it's a good jacket to wear.
I have a lot of those. And also, my dad, being a carpenter, he's got a ton of Carhartts, which now he gets stopped by like young kids and like offered him money for his jackets before.
His trendy old-ass jacket.
Carhartts are really trendy. So but people really do want my dad's clothes. Yeah.
I am lightly, obsessed isn't the right word, but I don't have a better one. Lightly obsessed with that like high-priced blue-collar wear now that you see in like, you know, hipster areas or hip restaurants and stuff.
I saw like a little TikTok of some like, you know, blue collar dude looked like a construction worker or something. He's like, everybody's wanting to wear Carhartt now till it's time to do some Carhartt shit. Nobody wants to do anything that you do in Carhartts. Nobody's fixing a car. I was like, yeah, man.
Maybe it was somebody filming it or whatever, but I like the idea of him still going and getting a tripod and a ring light to make those videos.
He's in the right part of his room.
He's a New Yorker, and just that's his character.
Yeah.
It's like a Carhartt cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Chuck, whose dad are you wearing?
My dad. Whose dad am I wearing? My own dad. No, My dad didn't pass down so much clothes, but he did like he would give me like bags and stuff. Mm. So I have like I had a book bag that he used for a long time.
You have good bag style.
I do.
So that's must be handed down.
Yeah, I have like a bag, one of those like sling bags overshore sling bags that like I got, that's new, but my dad got it first and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then I got one. But my dad's pretty up to date on the styles.
My dad's got a million hats. That's his thing. He's got like he's a big baseball fan, so he's got a million regular baseball hats. But then he's also got like minor league hats.
League hats are cool.
They're really cool, and the teams are all a little bit weirder, like the Fort Wayne Wizards and all this other stuff. There's like the, what is it? There's one of them is the Sea Dogs, and they all just have like more interesting looking things.
Yeah, why do things have to suck once they become mainstream or like professional based? You know what I mean? Like, I don't really love any like MLB like logos anymore. Maybe it's just because they're ubiquitous and these ones are surprising.
Yeah.
But like even the Seals in San Francisco or whatever, that's like a great logo.
Totally.
Remember when Clippers were like not such a good team as they are? They used to be like real bad for a long time. I danced at their halftime show once when I was a young dancer.
They were so bad.
They were so bad. They paid their dancers so well. Like all the entertainment was like paid really well and taken care of really well.
Oh, I forgot. This is when you were like a professional dancer.
Yeah, professional
this
dancer.
This wasn't just you as a kid.
No, this
like,
was
halftime wandering, show.
Wandering
yeah, that's on. When my first song was like, oh, they were just like, let's bring some kids out and have them dance.
No, this is when I was like actually dancing. Yeah. And they paid all the entertainment, all the stuff around basketball, they dumped a bunch of money into because the team wasn't very good.
The team sucks, but the entertainment's going to be
the
really
entertainment,
good.
It was like really good.
That's funny. So funny.
Where has your like dancing stuff like taken you a bunch of cool places? Like that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I've gone around a lot of America, like travel overseas for like dance events, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've traveled a lot of cool places, done a lot of weird jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I danced in a bacon costume once for something I can't remember, but I do remember having like a crisis. Like I was, because I went to school for dance and I was just like in this bacon costume, just like, damn, 4 years of college.
I get that. No offense at all. I get it.
It's like, damn, I'm just in a bacon costume. I'm getting paid pretty good, but just, I can do ballet. I can do a lot of stuff.
Hey, bacon boy, stop looking off.
I'm sorry.
Stay in the moment.
Hey, Chuck, dude. Hey, what's
up,
man?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Sorry, it's been a long day, and like I know we're out here just like slinging for IHOP, but could you like bring it down a little bit? Like I'm the eggs, you're the bacon, but like you're a really good dancer,
yeah.
And it's just like a lot of pressure to keep up with the bacon.
Yeah, Ryan, I know you saw, you told me you saw this job on Central Casting.
And yeah,
I went to school for that. It's hard for me not to, you know, want to.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't want you to mute your light or whatever. I'll try to keep up with you, but like everyone that walks in for breakfast is like, I'm getting the bacon.
Yeah, they do yell
that. I wonder if they can get an eggless plate.
Yeah, they do yell that. I'm sorry about that.
It hurts my feelings.
I can tone it down.
Okay,
a little.
I appreciate it.
I don't turn it down a little bit.
I appreciate it.
Chuck, I'm so sorry. Just for like me and my tables right now,
yeah.
I need you to really tone down the dancing because they're very disappointed in the bacon after they see what you've got.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
sorry. They're getting the bacon. They're like, this isn't giving me the excitement or the joy that the bacon at the door gave me.
Oh.
And the eggs are surprisingly good. So I would say maybe turn it up a little bit for you.
Okay.
Sorry. And right. I hate to give you notes. I know you're,
no,
that's
it's
not
fine.
My purview, but it's just tough for me.
No, it's okay. Good to know what's going on inside the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We need to be connected.
Yeah, sure.
That's how 9/11 happened. CIA and FBI didn't interact with each other. They didn't interface. The CIA and FBI didn't interface.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, I read that somewhere.
We're like the FBI.
We're the FBI and you're the CIA.
And now we're interfacing.
The funny breakfast inspectors.
I love it.
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
Okay.
The
bacon and eggs. Eggs and bacon.
Bacon and eggs. Eggs and bacon.
You know we're not faking. You know we're not legs because we're
bacon and eggs.
Wow, honey. I do want... I thought this was a terrible date spot, but now I'm like, oh, it's a show and everything? Yeah.
I told you. Okay, you just have to trust me a little bit now. Out of that, let's have a luxurious meal here at this IHOP.
Great.
I'm feeling bacon and eggs.
Oh, me too. Me too. I was like... 6 p.m. dinner, IHOP. Well, maybe I'll get the steak, but I've seen the bacon and eggs here. This is amazing, honey.
Yeah. Okay. Over easy, over hard.
Scrambled or scrambled or boiled or over medium.
Nice and crispy. A little bit of fat.
Little bit of fat. That's all you need. Fat, 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 fat.
Don't forget the toast. He is late. The toast is late for work.
We sent him an email and it is explicitly said to come at 2:15.
I'm sorry. Did the bacon just call me fat a bunch of times?
I'm so sorry, honey. Because especially when the eggs were talking about the bacon and the bacon were talking about the eggs. Now I'm confused and I don't know what I want.
And the toast is late? Does that mean we shouldn't order toast?
I mean, can we not get bread at this place?
Let's go. Can we go somewhere else? I knew this was a bad date spot.
No, please.
We get paid. We get commission. We're paid on commission.
So I don't like them breaking character at all. Like this, it broke my whole reality of what the bacon and eggs were. Man.
Pancakes stink. They smell real bad.
Hash browns are no, they make you sad.
Bacon and eggs, you love to eat them.
Bacon and eggs, you love to treat them.
Bacon and eggs, they're good for a date, even if you're on an IHOP date.
I do a backflip.
Whoa!
Tell you what, babe, I'm back on board.
I like the way they have it worked out because the eggs does all the setups and then the bacon has to think of a rhyme right on the spot. And then the egg tried to do a rhyme because he felt bad.
And they couldn't think of one. He just did a backflip, though.
Okay, they are glued to us. They love it. They love it.
Yeah. Is it okay if I set up the wrap the next time?
Of course. I could easily do either kind. Yeah.
Where is our waiter?
I'm sorry. I've been enthralled with the show.
Oh, yeah. It is quite a show.
Welcome to IHOP. We're out of bacon.
See? I guess it worked.
I also like the eggs are shitting on pancakes at IHOP. Yeah.
Don't order those.
They suck.
Have you guys ever had, I used to work in several restaurants and I mostly liked it, but I worked at a Chili's one time and it was really bad.
Did I know this? I don't know if I knew you worked at a Chili's.
Like my first job and I was a busser, but it's like really corporate, you know, and like it just was really, I was like the youngest. It's just like a bad job because you're like the college kid that nobody respects, sort of, you know? I was like the youngest, newest person and didn't know how to do it. And they were just like, buddy, we don't care about you. Like, we don't have time to teach you. You just need to be better. And I was like, I don't know how.
I was just at a place where you could tell that was the vibe. I'll say it, so no offense, but it's, what's it called? I think Tacos Tu Madre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On Hillhurst. It's in that house that used to be an ice cream place.
Apparently that place is really bad.
It was so clear that there was nobody training anybody there. Right when we got there, it was not busy. And as we're being seated, I hear another guy come up to the host seeing us. And he's like, hey, just so you know, we're ready to order whenever. And I was like, oh, this is a very bad sign for the rest of our night.
And well, restaurants are hard. They're so collaborative. Yeah. You have to be good at it or else it just turns to shit immediately.
And it's so clear that it's just that nobody, someone at the top is bad, and now nobody cares that works there.
Right.
I was at a restaurant in the Valley with a friend a few days ago, the Sun Cafe. Mm. I don't know if you guys know that, off of Ventura.
Oh, yeah, right down the street from Universal Studios. Yes.
Yeah, it's right outside of Universal. And I had never been there, so I stopped in, and extremely expensive. I remember just being like, wow, these prices.
I'm listening.
So wild.
No meat.
Wildly expensive. But I ordered an iced coffee, and the waitress, the young lady, she said, you want an espresso? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Ice espresso, iced latte. And she's like, okay. And I could tell she was confused. And when she came back, she had a mug of ice espresso, like a soup. It was like soup.
It was like a soup dish. Her hair is like standing on end. Clothes are ripped.
That is
she had
so
no
funny.
Idea. And in my mind, I'm like, you had to have seen an iced coffee at some point in your life.
Right.
Even
you live
if
in Los
no
Angeles.
One's ever asked for it here, which also seems bizarre.
Right.
You had to be like, you've been into a Starbucks before or just had known that it should be in a different glass with a straw.
It's half the drinks they have at Starbucks.
I have an opposite experience. Me and like a couple of two of my friends, we went to like saved up money, went to a really fancy spot, like really one of those like, you know, like five course meals like type of situation. And at the end they like, oh, do you want like tea or coffee? And I was like, oh, can I get a, they're like, oh, you should get the latte. It's like pretty special. And we got the latte and they bring in, how they do like latte art now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty expensive place. They bring the latte out and they put it down and all three of us look at the art and we can't really figure out what it is. And it's like, it looks like a squid. I was like, is that a squid? And then the waiter's just like, oh, it's just a little doggy. Small doggy, and
no, it's not.
And we were like, we just like, oh, okay. And in our minds, like, man, this place is like, it's like, you know, the meal is like $100, like, you know, a couple hundred dollars. We're like, and this latte art is like so bad. And he's like, oh yeah, my friend made it.
Your friend,
like the latte guy. Yeah. And we just kept thinking about the guy in the back being like, hey, I'm gonna try something. It's like, it's gonna be a dog. And then him having to come back and like, they didn't see it.
Latte artists are the new balloon artists. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, sure, that's a dog, man.
You say it as you're dropping it. You don't you love it? It's a dog.
Yeah, I can see it.
I would have given you sword, man. You got a sword down.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna do one.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we have a real busy night tonight. We got about 250 covers, and we've got a few VIP tables and everything. And I just have to reiterate, we have a 3-star Michelin chef working here, and guys, we're getting a lot of bad reviews on the latte art.
What?
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, who's doing bad latte art?
Yes,
mine is good.
Mine is pretty good.
We don't do latte art here. We don't do the latte art.
So
it's
sure?
You. It's definitely you two. Then yeah.
Okay.
Well, so just take
so
the latte,
no latte art.
No,
it's
no.
Bad.
I feel like someone told us to do it.
Yeah.
I feel like someone was like, "You guys gotta
Well, it wasn't me. I'm telling you not to do it.
Well, I've been very encouraging to you.
Yeah, same, likewise.
And I've appreciated that.
No, thank you. It was very supportive.
Okay, then it's a little cycle here between the two of you, okay? So anyway, we're getting these reviews that say, you know, I got into a little tiff with my server at the end of a meal because I didn't understand what the latte art
Whoa,
was.
Whoa, don't come down on us. Right. Yeah, you know,
no, I have to come down on you. This is you.
Well, but what about Mike? He doesn't even know what iced coffee is.
I am from Europe. We don't do coffee.
You're not, Mike. Come on.
Mike, come on.
Not. Mike, don't do this. Mike, don't do this. I've never been thrown under the bus harder, Mike.
Mike, come on.
Everybody Jesus. Who's doing coffee stuff here is not doing a good job. We know that.
None of us are doing good work.
Mike, please.
Come on.
And Danny.
Yeah, Mike.
But if you hadn't met me before, you would have bought the accent, right?
Yes. You got that new haircut.
Everybody, every table you go up to, you try a new character. It's not, again, this is a really nice restaurant, all right, guys?
And the tables are too close together for that.
Yeah.
You can't
do
so many characters.
You do one character, and then you just turn around and do another character. Yeah.
And once again, I will clarify, it's not the quality of the characters, because those are good and believable. It's just that people see me doing the other one, and that's why they don't buy it.
You know, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's not a problem with anything we're doing. Yeah. It's that the restaurant isn't set up right.
Too small.
Yeah. The restaurant isn't
too small. Yes. You want me to rearrange? We can't expand the restaurant just to
what
for you guys to have
program?
Your art.
Beverage program could be a little bit bigger. Every meal starts with a little doggy.
What do you mean it starts with a little doggy?
That's a little doggy.
Yeah. How could I be any clearer? Yeah.
Get on, little doggy.
Oh, come on. I don't like that one. I don't
Mike,
like
drop
that
the character.
Yes. You've really got to start going to those acting classes. Yeah. I know you pay for them.
You pay for them. Mike, it's a huge
dude,
part
they
of
don't let you riff in there at all. They don't let you riff at all in there.
Yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah,
they don't let anybody riff?
They don't let me riff at all in those classes, dude.
You've been taking John Rosenfeld for 4 years.
I mean, yeah. He'll let you riff when he's cashing the checks, but not so much when you're in the classroom.
I mean, Danny, we all came to see your Stanley Kowalski. Your streetcar.
Yeah, I felt the names, the like Stella didn't have a ring to it. So I did a lot of just screaming, and it was a new name every time because they kept not working. Barbara!
Well, and I love your passion. Riffing. I think we're all passionate here. We all work here because we understand the importance of doing good work.
Yeah.
So, Danny, I'm really, really sorry that we've been messing you up.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, let's have a good shift out there tonight. Let's keep the latte art. Out of the coffee,
okay.
Let's keep the characters almost non-existent. You can be yourself. You be yourself, Mike.
I'm not on your team.
Almost?
I'm not on your team.
I didn't know what if I said non-existent, I think like you'd do mime work or something. Yeah. So
you just did some. Well, this is good. This is good. I do see how the latte art is like a little disruptive. And I've been wanting to work on my butter art anyway, so this would be perfect.
Oh, I've seen it. It looks good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I do a little rose on every single one of them.
A tiny rose. Yeah, yeah, that's nice. It's really
It's hard not to eat all the butter. A big boy like me likes my butter.
I don't like the face you make. What do you do that one? The voice is okay. The face is
you
not.
You sound just like John Rosenfeld.
All right, great. Well, like you said, we got a lot going on. I'm going to go ahead and prep.
Oh, go ahead.
No, please.
I'm just going to
go ahead and prep the rest of my butter cups. I'm going to slice some of the bread for the
if
first
you do
sort
the,
of
If
sitting.
You do your butter, if you do it before the shift starts, it's fine. But I can't have you out there doing individual butters, okay?
Of course, yes.
Is it okay for you? I go a little crazy on the steak?
No, it's not okay. What does that even mean?
A little crazy
you go a little
steak?
Crazy on the
You're
steak?
You're a waiter. You shouldn't be doing anything with the steak other than putting it...
From when I get the steak to when I deliver it, there's like multiple minutes that I can...
What about Salt Bae?
Yeah, what about Salt Bae?
What
Salt about
huge.
Salt Bae? He's
Salt
his
huge.
Section. He kills over there. He's the best waiter I got.
So I have to work with Salt Bae, and I can't be creative
you're
at all?
Stifling our creativity?
Unreal.
It would have been fine if you had hired him first, and you were like, he does that. But you've been stifling us, and then you hired Salt Bae.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, everything Salt Bae serves has his DNA all over it.
It's gross.
He's spitting and doesn't wash his hands.
Yeah, and then the salt like trickles down his... his hand, and it gets caught in his hair and then falls onto the stick.
And
it's
then
disgusting.
He goes, let me just help you out there.
And he's always doing it. Planks out in the back. You know that his forearms are getting
people
nasty.
Love, he's a draw. He's a draw to the restaurant, all right?
This is a nice place.
This is real nice.
Certainly a draw place. For a lady like me.
Mike?
Mike, is that your boy?
Study your craft, man. Just at least study your craft. Everybody here wants to be an actor. We know that.
Yeah.
But you got to study your craft, man. Like, I don't do characters, but, you know, I could act a little bit.
But that was like good. I like that. That was really good.
Thank
you. Oh, my
gosh. That's my homie, dude. He supports me. It was a tiny Elvis. It was like a little bit of an Elvis.
It was a small, that's your character, Tiny Elvis.
Yeah, Tiny Elvis.
Fuck.
That wasn't one of your ideas, Mike.
That's why I'm mad. It's a great idea.
Danny, what about you, man? Do you ever feel frustrated that you're like just a maitre d'? Or I guess manager maitre d', but like, what? Don't you want to do something more creative? I mean, who wants to be a stifler all day?
It's not. I mean, of course, I have creative ambitions. I'm a human being, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like to juggle.
You do.
Yeah, I like to juggle.
So like, what about something creative? You know what I mean?
Well, I will say.
I like to express myself through juggling. What is the deal? Three-ball cascade.
Okay.
Three-ball cascade. I'm working on pins.
What if you did some of that tonight?
Yeah, what if you can? What if you juggled tonight?
What if we all did our specialty tonight? Yeah. And tonight was fun night at the restaurant. Tonight
was fun. You called him a stifler before. Does anyone remember what stifler sounds like? I've been kind of
no,
he's
no
just
one
kind
remembers.
Of a bro,
but, yeah,
you know?
He didn't
just
have
kind
a
bro
character.
I'll tell you what I really remember is Stifler's mom. Stifler's mom. Now that's her. Oh, wow.
Oh man.
Not a character.
See, Mike, I don't even know who your real voice is, Mike.
Mike, wasn't that the most interesting version of Mike you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Hey, you get a real Mike when Stifler's mom comes out. Could you imagine if you were a teenager and that kind of stuff had happened?
It would be illegal. It would be illegal.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to juggle anything out there. Come on.
Here, catch.
Whoa. Look at all the forks in there.
Wow.
Wow.
You are creative.
You are creative. See, I've never hand? Seen. Oh, wow. Never
Whoa.
Seen. Yeah.
Look at that.
All right. Just for this one night only, we can all do whatever
okay,
creative endeavor we have.
I'm about to go crazy on the stage.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. You've seen me go crazy. You've seen it.
Yeah. And in other news, Chef Boudreaux's has closed forever.
Are we sure it's forever, Daniel? Are we sure it's forever, or is it just for a remodel? How do they know that it'll be forever? That was such a successful restaurant.
After one night, they've announced that they're closed forever.
Usually they don't add the word forever, but interesting story.
Hey, look, you guys, you can't riff on the news, guys. You can't riff on the news. Just read off the teleprompter.
Your new job, Danny.
No, you guys.
Danny, you're in the shot. Danny, you're in the shot again. I see you coming in.
In other news.
Scene.
Big ups to our guests. Chuck Ma, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
You can find me at my Instagram, at Chuck Ma, C-H-U-C-K-M-A-A. I also have a podcast on Earwolf called Dragons AF. It's a D&D podcast with the Asian AF community. It's all Asian comedians. Very funny. Please check it out there. And yeah.
That's Hell yeah.
Name. Awesome.
Colin, what about you?
I am Random Sentence Improv on TikTok, and I've posted about 3 videos over the past 4 years. So,
nice.
You know, feel free to skip that one. And if you're in the LA area, come see my improv team Bitchin' performing at UCB. I don't know what nights currently.
Mm. Yeah, TBD.
And for us, thank you so much to Trenton Oliver for doing all of our editing, and Annie Wu for our lovely logo, and Casey Trailer for our lovely theme song.
Big ups to all of them and to everybody for being here today, specifically Colin and Chuck.
Yes. And to everybody listening at home, thank you. Share with your friends. Leave us a review. Join the Patreon. You know, if you're not already on it.
I love all of those things. But in reverse order, join the Patreon, leave us a review, share with your friends.
There you go.
Of importance.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.